Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Raw and the Cooked. Today, I wanted to discuss clarifying our schedule and simplifying everything. I have spent the last couple of weeks really analyzing how our weeks, our days, our routines, everything is flowing. Like, where are we meeting resistance? Where are we meeting pushback? Where is there a moment where we're just stuck and things aren't flowing the way that they should? And I'm talking about like all of my systems, my cleaning, my meal prep, my laundry, how I'm going about online ordering and groceries and getting a Costco run, like literally all of it. And sometimes I just feel like one needs an overhaul in their life, really to like clarify their way and their path and to just declutter everything, not just stuff, right? But like mentally and spiritually, and of course it as well as physically, but also like decluttering our priorities and like maybe our desires, maybe decluttering like our habits, like our spending, just overall everything. And so that's sort of what today's episode is going to be about, sort of like breaking all of that down and like just decluttering, because it's not just our physical possessions, it's everything that we do on a day-to-day basis. And so I really just wanted to go over different systems and different ways and different ideas that we can go ahead and simplify and just make life like a little bit better. Like, what are some priorities that we have on our calendar that like maybe don't need to be there anymore? Or what can we add? But right now I'm very much into the subtracting and the taking away. And so that's really what I want to focus on for today's episode. So thanks for tuning in. You're listening to episode 125 of The Raw and the Cooked. I'm your host, Dara Boxer. And today we're talking about simplifying everything. I don't know. Is that a good description for what this episode is? Probably. I don't know. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Raw and the Cooked, a weekly podcast that provides simple routines around the home, plus raw and honest book reviews. My name is Dara. I'm a Midwestern stay-at-home mom to three young kids, and I thrive on simplicity. So I think that this episode can be broken down into a few different components, right? Because, I mean, every example I just gave is very complex, right? Like decluttering your home, your spending habits, what your day-to-day looks like, your routines, your rhythms, your priorities, your goals, just literally all of it. Like there's so much to break down. So we're going to just kind of focus in on just a couple because again, there are a million different examples and ways that you can declutter your life. But specifically, I wanted to talk about the systems that we have in place and really just like our week to week and day to day and what that looks like. For me personally, I'm a stay-at-home mom to my three kids, soon to be four. I am a homemaker. I am in charge of almost everything home-related, scheduling contractors, picking up groceries, going to Costco, getting the car washed, paying our bills, everything in between, taking kids to soccer practice, chess practice, managing the family calendar, collecting the mail, like ordering anything that we need to get online, taking care of the cats and making sure that we have enough cat food, like all of that kind of falls under my scope. And so I started off by really just sitting down and writing down things that happen every week on a typical week, and where I can kind of put those and how I can batch errands and chores together. And if you haven't already tuned in, I have an episode on batching chores that was quite popular and really just talks about like time management and how to really go ahead and save yourself some time. So if you want, you can go back and listen. It is episode 106. So anyway, so back to just reevaluating just all of it, like on a day-to-day level and on a weekly level. So I like to kind of like piece together where I think certain things would fit in, and really just more than just like the weekly, it's like, am I drinking enough water every day? Am I getting enough sleep? Am I reading X too much during the day? Am I reading the news and X at night, right? Like, what am I doing with my time? Am I using my downtime wisely? I I just want to make sure that like everything is like at a very micro level taken care of. Like, am I exercising even on the days that I'm not going to the gym? Like, am I moving my body? Am I getting that walk in? Am I drinking too much caffeine, right? Like all of these little things and little decisions that I'm making on a day-to-day basis, like they're affecting, you know, everything else. So one thing that really helped was cutting out my wardrobe tremendously. And I think I was pretty much forced to like pick and choose what I needed in my closet because, you know, I'm growing a baby and most of my clothes don't fit the way that they used to. So having a really small wardrobe of only like a handful of pieces that I actually genuinely enjoy and like to grab for. It's getting a little boring, I will be honest. I'm kind of like, I've worn this sweater probably like 3 times this week already. But you know what? It's okay. It's comfortable. I love it. And, you know, it is what it is. But it helps because I can very quickly get dressed in the morning by just knowing like, okay, like this is the weather today. These are the 2 outfits that would probably work best. And just going from there, I have minimized my morning makeup routine to the point where I can slap together, deodorant, serum on my face, some mascara and brow powder, and like that's it. Right. So just again, like really focusing in on like how I'm spending my time and what I'm giving my time and attention to. And sometimes it's just a matter of jotting out what you want your ideal day to look like. Like ideally, I would like to get up before our 18-month-old in the morning, and I would like to wake up at 6 a.m. and I would like to exercise, you know, just even a quick 15-20 minute workout. I would like to have my cup of coffee and put serum on my face before he wakes up. But the push and the pull for, you know, maximizing sleep, it's so strong. But, you know, maybe there is a happy medium and I only do that 3 times a week, right? Like on the days that I'm not going to the gym, where we have wonderful childcare where I can drop the kids for up to 2 hours. So it's just like really thinking about priorities and like what we want and like what can we take out of our schedule that's just not quite working anymore and that isn't like an absolute this must get done, right? And really just like paying attention because things change. Like everything has a season, everything has its own rhythm and its own flow. So something that had been working for you for many, many months or many, many years might not be working for you now. And you might be wondering why or feeling so much resistance towards the system or this routine that you had set for yourself and just questioning like, well, why is it not working now? And again, like, I just think that it's important to reevaluate things and just see, like meet yourself where you are today. And I think right now I'm sort of at a crossroads with a lot of that. I'm sort of at a crossroads with our cleaning schedule and wondering like, okay, X, Y, and Z had worked for us in the past. Like why am I having so much resistance? And it's because I'm having a really tough time vacuuming our second story because that is where our master bedroom is and 2 of our kids' bedrooms. And one of our kids naps a lot during the day. And so when I would normally vacuum, like I can't really vacuum anymore because I don't want to wake him up and disturb his nap. So I find myself just like not vacuuming the upstairs as often as I want. And so I have to like retinker and rechange and like figure out a different time or a different method of like how I get this done. Like maybe it needs to be like when my husband is home, hanging out with the kids after work, then I can just like do a quick vacuum and then like go back to cooking dinner. Like, I don't know. Like, but these are things that have been coming up and on my mind. Usually I am very good at getting a load of laundry done in the morning, getting it in the dryer before we leave the house on any errands or activities that we're doing for the day, meeting up with friends, what have you. But then I just let the laundry sit there in the dryer. All it needs to do is be folded and sorted and put away. And I seem to stall and not do that until like after the baby goes to bed. So it's like, how can I re-tinker that? Or how can we like, how can we rework that system that had previously worked? And like, why am I running into resistance with this? So it just, like, I know it sounds so silly, but these are really important, especially as a homemaker. Like these are important, you know, pieces of the puzzle to make the home run really smoothly. I'm also evaluating like our money and what we're spending and like where our money is going. Right now, it just feels like my husband and I have just like an open checkbook. We bought this new house that we love so much. We've been here about 6 months. The house is like in fantastic condition and it's like very well done. But you know, there were a lot of things that were not totally up to our taste or desires, where we just wanted to like make it our own. So we've been doing a lot of work in the backyard. We installed a fence, we're doing landscaping. Our contractors have been here probably a handful of times in the last couple of months, just doing various home improvement projects for us. So it's really just, you know, paying attention to that and the spending, and we have a lot of trips coming up. So just looking at our habits with that, and like, you know, keeping an eye on like, are we still within our daily budget, or I guess our monthly budget for, you know, day-to-day goods, like what's going on with that. So yeah, and then just like, again, I think for me personally right now, I really want to go back on like a super micro level and really focus on like what I'm actually doing every day. Like, am I getting up at a good hour? Am I doing what it takes to make this house run and function and do the things that I'm supposed to do to like make sure that I am the best wife, mother, homemaker that I possibly can be? And then just looking at our goals, like some goals and priorities shift and change and naturally fall off of our list as, you know, life goes on or priorities shift and change, and really just kind of paying attention to that. And I think, again, I'm kind of in a weird space because my goals and my priorities and my, you know, ideas of what I want to get done are really going to come to a screeching halt once this baby is born. So it's kind of like, what can I cram in now and finish between now and the birth of the baby? Slash, I also don't want to overload myself with this massive to-do list that I know probably won't get done and will just stress me out. I want to focus on rest and during my downtime. Like, I don't want to be doing a million different things that, you know, it just kind of sometimes just feels like spinning a hamster wheel. Like, the list never ends. It's never going to get finished and completed. And so sometimes just knowing that and just being like, it's okay, is also just another thing. So just to like really declutter my mind of like all these different priorities and desires and goals and achievements that I want to get done between now and the birth of the baby in August. And another aspect of decluttering is digitally. We all have, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of different avenues and portals and just whatever digitally. And sometimes taking a week or two to kind of clear all of that out, clear our desktop, clear our archives, clean up our inbox, clean up our photo stream, like all of these things. Not that they're important, but they kind of help make things run a little bit smoother. But at the same time, I really want to spend less time on my phone. I don't know. There's just so many different things that I want to like declutter and really pay attention to. And a lot of that, yes, does go hand in hand with decluttering our physical space. So just getting back on that and really just paying attention to closets and drawers or cupboards that could use a serious declutter. I actually recently just accomplished a humongous decluttering project that had been nagging at me, and I couldn't really get it done until last month, but we are having a baby girl. This is our last baby, so any baby boy clothes that our youngest, our 18-month-old, has grown out of, obviously would either need to get donated or sold or gifted. And my beloved cousin down in Florida just had a baby boy, so I was able to kind of go through all of the baby boy clothes, wash them, fold them, package them up, and ship them down to Florida. And that felt so good. And then the second part of that was going through all of our baby girl clothes from my daughter, who's now 5 and a half, through her infancy, and just picking and choosing what would work, what probably wouldn't, because my oldest daughter is a December baby and this baby is an August baby, right? So like all those like fur and velour and fleece pieces for newborns and 0 to 3 probably won't work for this baby. So kind of going through all of that, and packing away what we can save for this baby, and then going through the baby gear as well. Like maybe there are some breastfeeding items that just like I don't want anymore, and getting rid of them. And so our baby storage closet is super organized and super cleaned out, and it looks the best it has looked in about 5 years. So I'm very excited about that. But that was a big to-do. That was a big project. And my next big project is finishing up my daughter's big girl room, because once the baby comes, I think we're going to shift her upstairs. She's taking over the guest room. We have everything in place. We just need to hang things on the wall, do the curtains, hang up a mirror, a few bookshelves, and a few pieces of art. And then I think we're going to call it a day. And that will feel so good, because that is a multi-step project. So yeah, I don't really know where I'm going with this. Just, I think sometimes it's time to just declutter more than just our items, and just decluttering again, like our spending habits. What does our day look like? What are our daily habits? Decluttering perhaps our wardrobe, like our physical space that we spend a lot of time in, our digital life, like our minds, our bodies, our souls, our priorities, our goals. Like there's just so much. And right now I'm just kind of in the thick of it with all of that, and just really paying attention to our calendar and like where we're dedicating our time and my space. Just so I can like really maximize everything, right? Like my rest, my mothering, my being a wife and a homemaker. So that's kind of all I have for you today. I feel like we're getting kind of rambly at this point and repetitive, but I hope this episode was helpful, maybe gave you something to chew on. And yeah, thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you guys back here next week.